a local news update. And again, with that, here's Sharon Alsat. Good morning, Sharon.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A grassroots campaign is in the works urging legislators to consider creating an independent Indiana Redistricting Commission. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the effort.
Draw a Line for Democracy is the theme of a campaign being promoted by the League of Women Voters of Indianapolis and Common Cause to change the way voting districts are determined in Indiana. Currently, those in power in the legislature decide district lines. The maps were recently redrawn after the 2010 census, so the campaign is focusing on passing a resolution and then a referendum. Debbie Asbury with the League of Women Voters says if adopted, the commission wouldn't take over until the 2020s.
This is how the democratic process works. To get something like this passed, you have to really work it through the process, and it takes time.
The group is organizing small parties of people to contact lawmakers on this issue. The Rethinking Redistricting campaign believes citizens should select lawmakers, not legislators, their constituents. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
City County Council Committee tries to negotiate the 2014 budget, and last night the committee delayed voting on phasing out the local homestead tax credit. Mayor Greg Ballard wants it because of the possible savings.
I mean, the fact that we're gaining $11 million and other people are losing tells you how messed up this tax credit thing is, right? I mean, if this was going to increase for us, it should have increased for other people, but it's not. So that's an issue we have to work around.
Eliminating the credit will mean some taxpayers will pay between $20 and $30 more per year. It also would mean a loss in revenue for schools and libraries, which is causing concern among opponents. The committee will take up the issue again September 10th. Officials at Carmel High School say sports locker rooms have been cleaned after two students were found to have the staph infection MRSA. A letter was sent to parents Tuesday telling them of the skin infections at the school of nearly 4,700 students. A locker room was believed to be the source of the bacteria. Athletic trainers first noticed the infections and sent the students to get medical care. Health experts say MRSA thrives in warm, damp environments like showers, locker rooms, and other bathroom fixtures. The people who present Indiana's nicest day are giving a limited number of visitors the chance to experience what they believe will be Indiana's nicest evening. The Penrod Arts Fair takes place Saturday at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. For the first time, the volunteer group is offering a sneak peek at the fair on Friday night, complete with art, entertainment, food, and drink. Penrod Chairman Eric DeWitt says patrons and artists have been asking the volunteer group for years to expand the one-day event, so it looked at several options.
Take the one-day fair and make it a two-day fair by opening up on Friday night. And we decided that that made the most sense economically, it made the most sense from an operational and infrastructure standpoint, and it made the most sense for our membership.
DeWitt says there are still 75 tickets remaining for Friday's event. That same ticket gets you into the fair on Saturday. The tickets are only available online at penrod.org. The effort by Central Indiana's business community to secure a key direct flight is about to pay off. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
An economic development announcement is set for this afternoon at Indianapolis International Airport. It will involve a new direct air service, and the business community has been targeting San Francisco, San Diego, and even Seattle for uninterrupted flights. All are key technology industry hubs. During an appearance this year on Inside Indiana Business Television, ChaCha Chief Executive Officer and the co-founder of Inside Indiana Business parent Grow Indiana Media Ventures, Scott Jones, called direct flights to the West Coast job number one for Central Indiana business leaders.
If we don't all get focused on this and really drive toward having connectivity with, you know, the big city, the big areas of development here in the United States, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, but also internationally, we have to be connected. And so if we don't get that job done, it's not even as important for us to be connected to them. It's much more important that they be connected to us and have a way to get here, to invest money here, to bring people here.
State officials are not commenting on the specific nature of today's announcement. Governor Mike Pence will be taking part in the event. A managed services provider for the auto industry is expanding in Indianapolis. Express Motor Vehicle Administration Corporation announcing this morning that it plans to add up to 20 jobs by 2015. The anticipated $700,000 project will help the company expand title, registration, and renewal processing. Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education Teresa Luppers will launch a college success tour today. The statewide series of events is part of an effort to connect students with community and education leaders in the hopes of increasing college completion, specifically among low-income families. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
Ice Miller's Trusts and Estates Group, dedicated to delivering sophisticated legal services to its clients in estate, tax, and charitable giving, as well as business succession and retirement planning. It's a complex world. Be advised. More at icemiller.com.
Fort Wayne has announced its next legacy project. More this morning from reporter Andy Ober.
The city of Fort Wayne is seeking bids for the creation and installation of wayfinding signs to point the way to major destinations throughout the community. The city expects the Legacy Fort Wayne project to cost about $300,000. The signs will be set up in the main transportation corridors throughout Fort Wayne. Mayor Tom Henry says the effort is critical to the city's economic success. He says Fort Wayne must be welcoming and attractive to investors, business leaders, and tourists to remain competitive. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, today mostly sunny with a high of 82, mostly sunny tomorrow and Friday with highs near 81. Saturday, mostly sunny, 86, and Sunday, partly sunny, just a slight chance of showers with a high of 87. Right now, sunny and 58 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks so much. And in sports, well, things couldn't have been easier for Serena Williams at the U.S. Open yesterday. Williams, the top seed, dismantled Carlos Suarez.